USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Former President Trump is weighing in on a partial government shutdown. The former president telling NBC's Meet the Press he would support a government shutdown if there's no fair deal to cut spending.
We have to save our country. We have $35 trillion in debt. We have to save our country.
You would shut down the government? You'd support that?
I'd shut down the government if they can't make an appropriate deal, absolutely.
The UAW is continuing their strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell tells CBS's Face the Nation that she feels empathy for workers and says everyone deserves to make a decent living.
All workers, everybody in this country benefits when workers are paid well.
President Biden is set to host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House Thursday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the meeting comes at a critical time. This as the administration is pushing for more of your tax dollars to head to Ukraine to fund the nation's war against Russia. New York City is struggling to handle the influx of illegal immigrants. New York Republican Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, among other lawmakers, was recently heckled by protesters at a press conference. Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik joins Fox News Sunday and says,
"This is a catastrophe of Democrats making in New York State, and they're going to feel the pain at the ballot box because 81% of New Yorkers, that includes Democrats as well, are very concerned and think this is a serious issue that New York is facing."
The United Nations says the death toll from flooding in northeastern Libya is at least 11,300, and another 10,000 people are missing. Rescuers are continuing to claw through debris and trying to find survivors in buildings torn apart by last week's unprecedented flooding. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
Reaction is continuing to come in to the Texas State Senate Saturday voting to acquit Attorney General Ken Paxton on all counts in his impeachment trial. Paxton was facing removal from office over allegations including bribery and misuse of public resources. After the vote, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick called for changes in protocol to prevent such proceedings from coming before the Senate.
Our founders expected better. It should have never happened this year. And hopefully it doesn't again, unless we address this in the Constitution.
The upside can now be in you instead of under you.
The Emmy award-winning series Stranger Things from Netflix has released a line of 7 ice cream flavors inspired by the Scoops Ahoy ice cream shop that's featured in the show's 3rd season. The new frozen treats, appropriately dubbed Scoops Ahoy ice cream, available exclusively at Walmart. Those 7 flavors are supposedly okay, including one made with activated charcoal. Taste testers say they aren't thrilled with the flavor, and it actually stains their teeth. I'm Corey Myers.
And with no winner in Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, the drawing for Monday is set for an estimated $652 million. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, hearts, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.